Coming up on the 31st episode of the Emulate This podcast, we are going music-centric. Each one of us picked three soundtracks from video games of the 80s and 90s that are among our favorites of all time. We're also going to answer a couple listener emails and do the Odyssey. All right, let's start the show. Of season two. Guys, how you doing?
Good.
Eric?
Good. All
doing good.
Up.
Mike, how you doing? Rory, how you doing?
This song's off our first album.
That's right.
Most
people don't own it.
Happy June, everybody. Summer's on its way.
Fucking A.
Anybody do anything for Memorial Day? Go to the shore or anything?
To
the beach?
Well, they changed the laws in Pennsylvania with fireworks. I don't know if you guys are.
No.
I do know.
Well, you used to have to go out of state, right?
Yeah, right. And you couldn't even set them off. Well, anyway.
But people could come here from like Delaware. They could buy fireworks here.
Yeah, which was fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now you can buy them here and you could get some fucking awesome shit. You wouldn't believe what they would sell.
You could lose a finger, like, no problem.
Oh, my
business.
God. Like, I'm talking about, like, mortars and shit.
Mortars.
Yeah, it was called lightsabers. Okay. And it was this huge pack. It weighed, like, 50 pounds of fucking. Oh, man, it was awesome. Shooting them off in my brother's
backyard.
Now, did
you go in knowing this, that you could buy all this shit?
Yeah.
Or did you go in looking for, like, sparklers?
No, I knew
they're like, all right, we have mortars.
No, I knew they changed the rules.
Oh, okay.
And it can get expensive really quick, though.
I bet.
Oh, yeah. I bet it can.
Usually explosives can.
What does one mortar go for?
Well, I got like a 24 pack of mortars for like 80, 90 bucks.
Okay.
So that's not bad. Yeah. I mean, they're not the biggest ones in the world, but they're professional looking. My brother had to put a stop to it because I think the neighborhood dogs were having seizures and shit. It was really bad.
So how do you launch them though?
They have wicks on them. They come with these huge tubes, these like 3 foot long tubes, and they have like a 4 foot long wick, and you light the wick and run like hell, man. Mm. Pretty awesome, though. Pretty awesome. I bought so many fireworks, I got a free t-shirt. Let's just put it that
way.
There's like a whole pot of whales like, out
size?
In New Jersey
what
that are
fucking,
dead.
Yeah.
What's it say?
All the explosions.
I love fireworks.
It says intergalactic fireworks on it.
Nice.
Yeah, and then it has the number on the back.
Man, so you bought mortars. So it's pretty much a full scale. Buy whatever
good
you want
shit.
Now.
Yeah, you could buy
there's
anything.
No rules.
No, there's no rules.
Now, we have gambling coming to Pennsylvania. Now, sports gambling's coming around.
Sports
that's
bet.
Right, everywhere.
But you still have to go to a state store.
To buy liquor.
To buy liquor.
Right, right. If you're not from Pennsylvania, we go to a government-run store. So we can buy a bottle of Jack.
We go to a state-run monopoly to buy hard alcohol. Yeah.
Right. We have archaic
and actually,
laws.
And not only that, if I want beer, then I have to go somewhere else
to a different
get the
store.
Fucking beer.
Yeah. Only recently some stores have now been allowed in the state to actually sell beer, but they treat you like a criminal. Like they
sure
need three forms of ID and ask you a separate register. It's ridiculous.
My grandmother was carded. They card everyone. They want your ID and they want to scan your ID.
They scan it and they
so
log
ridiculous.
It for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. But if you went to a beer store, which is only sells beer and some soda, who originally were the only people allowed to sell beer by the case only, not by the six pack or by the individual.
12. I don't even think you can get a 12 pack there.
They don't give a shit at all. Like they look at the ID obviously if you're suspect, but they wouldn't be carding a grandmother. In fact, they'd probably offer to take it out to her car.
Yeah.
Right.
So, and they don't log your ID in some government database for some reason.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I don't know what they're doing with that information.
Fireworks.
Seriously, it's like, are you only allowed to buy a certain amount of beer? Is it like
correct.
You
can only buy a 12-pack.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's like when they try to keep the speed heads from buying too much Sudafed.
Who is
that? Well, you have to sign for
and only
shit.
One. Yeah. And only one 12-pack.
Because that's pretty similar to cooking meth.
Right. You got
to
take
buying
it out.
A 6-pack of beer.
Oh, sure.
Absolutely.
Right, right, right. You can't fuck with Miller Lite.
The state government needs to know.
Something really bad could happen.
Well, the thing is, you know, all the laws are, they make perfect sense because there's no alcoholics in Pennsylvania.
No.
There's not one.
Right.
So,
one.
You know, carry on.
So it's been working out well for us, right? No drinking at all. No drinking, no DUIs.
I already opened my, I would have opened it.
It's a good thing. It's a good thing these laws are in effect.
I didn't know we were making a pact.
We have a good show. We're
going to talk
some of our favorite video game soundtracks.
8-bit, 16-bit.
It's going to be a non-traditional show.
Yeah. Yeah. We're going to focus on
probably
that.
Probably going to go long.
Mm-hmm.
Deal with it.
Absolutely.
Because mm-hmm. I'm going to probably fuck up like a lot.
Fat Finger Mike.
Mike's got that soundboard. It's loaded today. That thing is fucking loaded with songs.
I wouldn't have it any other way. It's endearing.
I'm surprised it works.
I know you wouldn't have it any other way. You're just going to sit back and fucking watch the fucking fireworks.
Now, in Mike's defense, I'd probably fuck up the soundboard, too.
Oh, yeah.
Not as much.
Not as much.
Of course not.
No, not as much.
You know, a lot of times I do it on purpose.
I bet you do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can't help yourself.
Yeah, for
we should get Rory his own soundboard.
I'm a comic genius.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get Rory one of those kids' toys where you pull the string and the cow moos and shit like that. You can sit over there. We'll figure out a way.
I have one. I actually have one for my daughter. We'll figure out a way to
patch that into the mixer, yeah.
I'll be like, what do you guys think?
You'll hear me
dial it. You'll hear the thing rotor back. It'll be like, oh, cow says me.
But first, before we get started on anything else, let's go to the mailbag.
Mailbag. This is from Carl. And Carl writes, hey, guys. First off, I would like to thank you for putting out a great podcast. I subscribe to many, but yours is one of the few I'll immediately listen to upon seeing a new episode.
Thanks, I'm writing. Carl.
Yes, thank you, Carl.
Is this Carl Malone?
No.
Probably not.
All right. That'd be awesome if it was.
It would.
I would love to get like an email from
Carl Malone, the actual Carl Malone.
Fucking right.
Like
the mailman.
Love to play NBA Jam with Carl Malone.
I'm writing to you to let you know about the Game Masters exhibit at the Franklin Institute. If memory serves, you are located in the Philly area. I figured you'd be interested if you haven't heard about it already. I haven't gone myself yet, but the description on the website sounds great, and all the exhibits at the Franklin Institute that I've been to in the past have been excellent. I'm probably going to see it if I can drag my wife up this weekend. We're in Delaware. I hope you get a chance to check it out. Cheers, Carl. Thank you very much, Carl.
Does Carl have a name?
Thanks, Carl.
Carl's a new emailer.
Carl, your new name is, you're from Delaware, you're tax-free Carl.
Tax-free Carl?
Tax-free Carl.
Okay.
Nice. That was fast.
I love Delaware.
If we need to buy diamonds or gold,
that's right.
We contact Carl.
Right. To avoid Philly's 8% sales tax.
That's right.
Correct.
Have any of you guys heard about this? I have heard about the Game Masters.
I just read like a tiny review. A guy was on the Philadelphia subreddit on Reddit. He was saying that there weren't a whole lot of cabinets there. And he said he did go on a Saturday, so it was really crowded. And he thought that maybe during the week it would be a better experience, but that there weren't a whole lot of cabinets and everything was emulators anyway, so it wasn't really...
It's my understanding that it runs the gamut of the whole all of video game history.
Hmm. Yeah.
From like Pong to... like what came out last year or something.
Yeah, I mean,
like
and keep in mind, that's one guy's opinion.
Sure.
So, yeah, I mean,
sure.
I would not go because of that.
Yeah, I'd like to see it. I don't remember when it ends, but I'd like to see it.
Mm. Yeah, so even if it's not the real cabinets themselves, the arcade cabinets, it's still the history.
It's a neat idea.
It's a teaching tool and stuff like that.
Yeah.
The fact that the medium is getting that much attention that it's in a museum makes me warm and fuzzy.
Even it's an exhibit.
Yeah,
though,
right,
you know,
exactly.
Those
are
like,
barbiturates,
like
by the way.
Like a traveling exhibit.
Some of my favorite.
And this actually plays into next week's show.
Yes,
when we
thank
talk
you.
Game preservation. Yes.
That's right.
Yes, that's what do we call that? A hook to get you to listen next week.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
we sowed that seed.
That's right. So next week, be sure to tune in.
We're gonna talk about
one thing the exhibit's missing. Us.
Naked girls.
Man, if we were down there in the hall at Franklin Institute doing the podcast,
of naked
that
girls would
have been nice.
Be pretty
good. Yo, wouldn't that be hilarious if they set up a table in front of Ben Fuck Franklin?
There you go.
And there we are just doing our goddamn show.
Four idiots that don't know anything.
Do you think Ben Franklin is Sega or Nintendo?
Nintendo. He's an OG.
Franklin?
Ben Coleco Franklin.
I don't know. He was a little
bit
Coleco. I think he might have been Sega.
I think he's Genesis.
Yeah.
I think he's Genesis.
Okay, yeah, why?
That guy.
I don't know. He's just got that dirty edge. Everything you read about Ben Franklin, he's just a pervert.
He's filthy.
He's a pervert.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He liked fucking 80-year-old ladies.
He did it not pay his rent.
Oh, yeah.
Ryan's
no,
so
he
upset
did.
About
he,
it.
Nobody
even Ryan's like, I admitted that.
He was
that.
Into it. I
nobody
forget.
Lived 80
he
back then.
He speaks very eloquently, so
ben Franklin,
I can't exactly remember the quote, but he does say something about how he would rather lay with an 80-year-old woman or something than an 18-year-old woman.
You know what that was.
A penny saved is a penny earned.
Yeah, he was trying to make a fancy quote.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he thought that everybody would be talking about his quotes.
It's my understanding that
100
he,
years
yeah,
from
he banged
now.
His
he probably
old
did. He
200
probably thought
years
I love how Ryan's so put off by that.
He's so cynical about it. It's like, nobody could possibly like banging an 80-year-old lady.
You don't talk bad about Ben Franklin.
No, yeah.
That was like a hot take. It's like somebody posted something on Twitter just to get, that's what he was doing back
ben
then.
Ben Franklin
well,
was the first tweet.
The original
I
tweet.
Like 80-year-old ladies.
He printed it out with block lettering and all that
wasn't
stuff.
Wasn't he the one who said the early bird gets the worm too or something like that?
He said that.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I read his biography. I had to read his biography for school.
Everything's a dildo if you're brave enough.
It was boring as balls.
A biography.
Yeah, because...
Sounds like it'd be fun.
It wasn't fun at all.
No.
No.
He didn't write
it. He wrote it.
He wrote it?
Autobiography.
Oh.
Excuse me.
He wrote it.
You want another email?
Yeah. Let's do it.
Moving on.
This is from Adam. Hi, fellas. Long time listener, first time caller. Love what you do. Great mix of personalities keeps me coming back every week. Even if the mayor keeps saying Mario instead of the proper Mario.
Mario, not Mario. Mario. It's Mario, not Mario. Don't say it like that.
Anyway, you guys believe I have never played GTA 5? So today, after listening to this week's podcast, I went out and grabbed it for $24 at Best Buy with their Game Club card. Problem is, I just bought Witcher 3 as well.
Ugh.
What should I play first? Also picked up Ni no Kuni. Thank you.
Ni no Kuni.
I do no research. On the PS3.
It's Japanese.
Help
RPG.
This poor soul find his way. Keep up the stellar work, guys. Adam. Thank you, Adam.
He's got three really long... Oh, he just finished No Ni Kuni, you said? Or whatever
Ni no Kuni? He picked it up.
Oh, he picked it up. He's got three long games ahead of him there. What should he play first? I don't know, man. That's a tough call.
You're depends on how you feel.
I've never played... The only one I'm familiar with is GTA 5.
GTA 5's a little shorter than Witcher 3.
So I don't know.
Maybe get that out of the way. I don't know.
What's easier? Are they both the same?
Which game is easier?
Yeah, are they both the same?
They're both pretty easy. The Witcher gets hard if you don't have the right oils and shit for your weapon.
GTA 5.
I think GTA 5, I would do GTA 5 because it is shorter and it's less complex.
Yeah.
Like, again, The Witcher is all about preparation.
Yeah.
But you could get stuck in Grand Theft Auto 5 too, where if he gets into the multiplayer, he may never leave. We may never see him for like another year to start The Witcher 3.
Right.
Unless he's not like us. Like, I can't play an epic game and then start another epic game while I'm in the middle. I have to finish that other epic game first. So I don't know. Right. Depends what kind of guy you are. I'd start with GTA 5.
I would do GTA 5.
You know, the nice thing too, like you were talking about, like oils to put on your cock, sword or something like that.
Yeah,
That's the nice thing about GTA 5 is like you can finish the game with like the gun.
With the pistol.
Yeah.
Does this man have a nickname?
This man needs a nickname.
No, he does not.
He does not have a nickname, Rory.
Let's call him... He insulted Eric. I don't like that.
Oh, he doesn't like that. Wow.
This week he doesn't like it.
I don't like that.
Rory,
wow.
I don't like that.
Thank you, Rory.
And his name's Carl.
Adam.
No, this is Adam.
Okay. It's Adam. Not Carl. Remember, Ryan's in like a feedback loop that's like 5 minutes behind us.
Carl's the mailman.
That's right. This is Adam.
Adam.
Well, there was a poem. Carl, there was a poem. It was. I think it might be the shortest poem of all time. You ever heard of this one? Fleas. Adam had him.
There you go.
It's in a poem book. I read it in a poem book when I was in...
We're not naming this guy Fleas.
We'll call him Fleas.
The poet. We'll call him the poet.
I forget who wrote it. I mean, he might have been famous.
How about the poet?
The bomb.
The bomb.
Adam Bomb.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow.
We're reaching.
Wow.
We have a bomb explosion on
all
the
right, you know, we're going to put it together. He's Bomb Cyclone Poet.
Bomb Cyclone
bomb
Poet.
Cyclone there you go. Yeah. Bomb you Cyclone go. Poet.
The Bomb Cyclone Poet.
Try to remember that one.
Adam the Bomb Cyclone Poet.
Nice.
Thank you for your email, Adam.
Yeah.
Mario.
Thank you for both the emails.
Mario.
Yo, dude, got Mario over here getting a soda, got some hoagies and shit. It's fucking great, dude.
Yeah, fuck that Mario, too. It's a piece of shit. Welcome to the Odyssey, everybody.
Over here in Kensington. Fucking hell, dude.
It's the time, once again, where we talk about what we've been playing. Who do we go to first?
I'll kick it off.
Money Mo. Rory,
I'll kick it off. Well, I have breaking news.
Oh, God, no.
Man.
Soundboard.
You know, that wasn't that bad between switching from emails and
that was only like 3 seconds. Yeah.
Congratulations, Mike. Nice job. Thanks, guys. Really
good work,
appreciate it.
Mike.
I could have done it in two.
Jesus.
I have beaten Dark Souls 3.
Yay! We don't have to hear about it anymore.
Until I play New Game Plus, then you'll hear about it again.
No!
No! Epic fail. Why? Why?
Well,
Eric said he made a... how do I say this? He made a theory to me, and he said, he made a theorem and said, when you finish this game, you're going to miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
He was right.
I was right.
I kind of miss it in a Stockholm Syndrome kind of way.
No, in a love way.
I got to say, this is because Rory is one of the most stubborn people I've ever met in my life.
Also, most handsome.
That's very true.
I'm an Adonis.
It's crazy to hear his turnaround from the first time he mentioned this game and how much he hated it.
It is funny. I guess a lot of things that you bust your ass through and you look back down the line favorably. Like during college, I actually hated college, for example. A lot of work, a lot of studying, a lot of like, especially
the last couple of years. It's brutal.
The advanced degree stuff, like
Like
that, I mean, there was a lot of like, I don't want to be here anymore. I just want to fucking get this shit done and move on.
It's like the podcast.
And now that it's over, all the time.
There's light at the end of the tunnel.
All the time.
Keep listening. It gets better, we swear.
The best way, series finale is there.
Yeah. The best way to remember High Top Eastern Road is in the rearview mirror at 50 miles an hour. All right. Anyways, I was saying, I look back at it now, multiple years down the line, 10-something years down the line. And I think that was a fun experience, or it was an interesting time. Mm-hmm. But in the moment, I was like, this is fucking bullshit. I'm sick of this. Like, I'm done doing 15-page papers every week for assholes about shit I don't care about. Mm-hmm. Dark Souls 3, to go back to the Odyssey, there's a lot of strife. There's a lot of stuff where you're just like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to plight this anymore. This isn't fun. This is bad. And now I've come back. I beat it. We've been on for a little while. It's probably been about 3 weeks now since I've beat it. And I kind of want to go back and play it again. Actually, Eric and I, we played online at co-op.
Which was awesome.
It actually was a great highlight to go back. And not only because we were powered up and beating everybody's ass, but to actually sit down and play the game in a different perspective. Not only to be powered up, but with to have.
Oh, you did this recently.
Yeah.
Yeah, games with gold. No, excuse me. Xbox Live multiplayer about 3 weeks ago was free. They turned it on for the weekend. It was some holiday. I don't remember the holiday.
Memorial Day.
Was it? No.
Maybe it was the week before.
It was the week before Memorial
Either
Day.
Either way.
Maybe.
Mother's Day?
You know, continue. It might have been Mother's Day weekend now that I think about it, but that's not important. We linked up, and again, the summoning is kind of broken in how you get people. And
It's needlessly complicated.
And the fact once you beat a boss, you have to leave. Your friend has to leave. And then the whole time that you're playing co-op, you have to be, you're like, open to actually do the co-op. Then you can be invaded for some fucking reason. Like, it doesn't make any sense why it has
really
to be
annoying.
Like that.
Yeah.
But that was actually the highlight to have him and I, again, it's more fun to play with your friends, just to wail on people and bosses that, now I don't know, we only played like two bosses together. Mm-hmm. And one of them, the Crystal Mage, that was kind of the first tough boss that I remember fighting in that game.
Right. You had to do it like a bunch of times and you're getting your ass kicked. And we went in there and just fucking
wrecked him the first time.
Asshole.
It was probably like a minute. He only went through like two phases and it was it. His ass was dead. Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of fun. I have played another game since then, that has similar, fighting, but nothing is like Dark Souls in that visceral kind of combat that I actually thought about. I had some free time the other day and I thought, do I want to go back to an old level with my, you know, plus 10 shit and just like wreck everybody, just for the hell of it? There's nothing for me to do except play New Game Plus.
Right.
Yeah, actually, the hardest boss that I fought, everybody says the Nameless King was the hardest, and that it was a very difficult fight
for me. It was.
Who was?
The
Nameless King, you said.
It was an optional boss. He has two forms. He's called the Nameless King. Mm. And everybody says this is the hardest boss of all the Dark Souls.
Right.
And while he's difficult, I was pretty beefy at that point. I think my final grade was 119,
beefy.
120. I mean, that's really high up.
That's jacked.
I'm jacked. So, like, I beat him on three tries.
Yeah.
I actually had more trouble beating Cinder, the very last guy.
Oh, yeah?
He wouldn't get out of the pyromancy phase. He kept like just wailing on me with shit from like far away and I couldn't heal. Like I actually fought him five times as opposed to three. Mm. The Nameless King though, like you do that lightning, you get right up in his ass and there's not much he can do. Like, I mean, I have 15 Estus Flasks. I had plus 10 Estus. So I was totally maxed out.
But he hit so hard. I tried to dodge that fucking slide attack he had and it fucking was so hard to time it, man. I just couldn't get out of the way. It took me like 15 times to beat him.
So,
well, it's funny. Dark Souls is like that because some bosses, everyone's experience is a little different. So some bosses will give you a lot of strife and other people, they'll beat them the first time. I think you told me you had a lot of trouble with Pontiff Sullivan.
No, it wasn't him. It was a different guy I was thinking of. I thought it was Pontiff Sullivan. It was the one that rains the arrows down out of the sky. That asshole.
Oh,
that I died like 20 times.
Aldrich.
That's it. Aldrich.
That was a tough fight.
That motherfucker. I almost quit. I was like, fuck it.
That's a tough fight. That was a tough fight.
I died a lot there.
A lot of the bosses I'll beat on the first try, not even really jacked up. I just had his number, like the way that I was prepared for it, and like it just worked out like that. Mm. So overall, I'm going to say it's positive. I'm going to do another article about Dark Souls.
Would you say that the game got easier as you progressed?
That's an interesting topic. The game, in my opinion, is very front-load. You're really weak in the beginning. And the game never really... I mean, some bosses have spikes in difficulty or spells and shit like that where they kind of extra cheese you. But you get better and your equipment gets better and you get more life. So you get more flexibility to fuck up. In the beginning, you cannot fuck up. You really can't because you're punished so hard. Two hits and you're dead. Mm. But the two hits and you're dead doesn't really apply when you have 15 Estus because you really have 30 hits and you're dead. Assuming you can get away from that.
You just gotta be able to heal in time, yeah.
You're also more familiar with the characters and their, like, fighting stances and, like, their quirks and, like, you know their effects. You get better. I mean, not only are you upgrading your character, you're upgrading you.
Mm. As a player.
As a player. You really are.
So the game is like a flat plane of difficulty. It just kind of stays at the same point.
I would, for a couple jumps and bosses where, like, they just get more jazzy, yeah, like in the way that their offensive attacks are and how unforgiving they can be in some instances. I feel the game is always levelly the same level of difficult. Let's say it's a 5 out of 10 all the time. And that 5 is a real problem when you're only a 1 out of 10 in like toughness. Mm. But you eventually, like I would say probably about the 5th or 6th stage, you're on par with them. And then it starts taking off. Like you just start ramping up because the guys are worth more money and you have like different tricks to get more money. Or souls, and then you can just start getting ahead of them and on top of them. Like, my ending weapon, I had a Lothric longsword, plus 10, and with all the buffs with, like, dexterity and strength, I was hitting for, like, almost 600. Like, I was whipping people's asses. Like, tough guys I could kill in 3 hits.
Hmm.
So.
Nice.
In terms of most difficult games you've ever played, is it up there?
It's up there, but... games can be difficult. Like XCOM is pretty tough, like, but it's a different type of tough because it's turn-based. Like this one is like in your face tough.
Yeah.
But again, I haven't replayed Dark Souls 1 or 2, but I think I will
play 1.
You know, my problem with 1
they
is
remastered
that
remastered it.
I know that, but I already have it. I don't know if I want to buy it again.
I just started that.
Did you start? Did I give you that?
No.
Oh, okay.
But we won't talk because we've talked a lot of Dark Souls, okay. But we won't talk about it.
Enough for like a couple months.
Yeah. I'll let you know when I finish it.
Yeah.
The thing with Dark Souls 1, since I've played 3 all the way to the end, and I rage quit the other 2. I don't know if I could deal with the slow speed because 3 is so much faster. It's like Bloodborne. I've never played Bloodborne. I don't have the PS4.
Yeah.
But like,
it's closer.
It's so fast. And like, the other ones are so slow. Like, and it's more methodical and like.
The first one, it's more about blocking. Especially the first and second one.
I don't know if I could go back. I mean, I'm going to give them a college try, but like, I kind of feel like I was going to write an article. I was fucking around with topics for the title, and I was going to say, got good, now what? You think that's a good name?
Jesus Christ.
I think that's pretty good. You're an asshole.
You're a tool.
You don't even get it. You're an asshole.
What did I didn't even do anything.
Shut up.
Jesus Christ.
Shut up and fuck up the soundboard already.
I don't even have it up. Hold on.
Let's move on. All right, how about you?
Let's move on.
All right, so I dusted off the PS4. I haven't had the PS4 out in a long time. I've been fucking around with the Xbox and the Pi a lot and a bunch of other shit, but I've been busy. So what do? I play a PS2 game. Of course, Shadow of the Colossus. They remastered.
Oh, I love that game.
So they put that out, which I don't know if you've played it, but basically it's there's 16 of these humongous like rock grass creatures or whatever, and there's some demonic shit behind it. There's always a curse.
Colossi.
So... you know, and it looks beautiful. They redid everything. It's not like they just ported it. And I mean, yeah, the things they can do with lighting now is like amazing. And they pretty much resurfaced everything. It looks great.
They lit the shit out of it.
It's lit, fam. So anyway, as the kids say, probably don't say that anymore. Where the fuck was I? You fucked me all up.
Oh, with the lighting.
Oh, yeah, lighting. Yeah, it looks amazing with the lighting. So. Yeah. It's pretty cool. It gets frustrating though, cause it's one of those things, especially the last boss. Where you fall down, and you have to climb all the way back up again. Like,
it's like that with a lot of them.
That makes sort of like a platform. It's basically a platformer. Even though you're climbing the giant Colossi, even though you're climbing him, it's still like a platformer. That's the thing I hate the most in games is where you fall all the way the fuck down, and you have to climb all the way back up again. It's so annoying.
Well, that's what makes Echo the Dolphin so great. You never actually fall because he's in the water.
Nothing makes Echo great. Echo can only get worse. It's so bad.
He's very buoyant.
Yeah, he's a sea mammal. He'd ought to.
But yeah, Shadow of the Colossus.
He's very
It's very point. Anyway, Shadow of the Colossus. So
it's a mammal.
It's a huge map. It's a wide open map, and they never finished the game. I imagine that they had plans to put other enemies in there on your way to fight the Colossuses, but really,
it's empty.
It's empty. It's a big, open, beautiful world. That's
it's probably a limit
empty.
Of the PS2 that they just keep carrying over. Like the PS2 couldn't handle the giant sprite right. and shit as well. Like right. it had to be
maybe,
one or the other.
Maybe
but I think it's
it
a neat. I bet you
I know
that's
that
what it is.
They didn't finish the game. It's notorious for that. That they had to just put it out because it was taking them so long.
Apparently, it's a sequel to Ico.
Correct. Yes, even though Ico came out after it, Ico is really Ico a prequel to this, or no? Am I wrong?
I thought there's first? A reason. It's not just the same company. They're actually related to a trilogy that just got finished. The Last Guardian is the
Last Guardian
third
is
one.
The third game. Yes, mm-hmm. the one that just came
you
out.
You didn't have the heart to kill all of them, so you befriended one.
Right, the dog one, the cute one.
So it's that much of a difference, though. The remake.
Yeah, it really looks good.
It's worth it.
But you know, and it's cool because each boss is like a puzzle in itself. Like, how am I going to get on top of this thing? How am I going to get to the? Because like, some of them you can't just. It'd be too easy if you could just climb from the ground and climb all the way up. Now you got to climb off of obstacles to get to them, and you have to actually use him as a way to get like. Stab him in the wrist, and then his arm moves over, and then you jump off to get on his shoulder.
You always feel kind of sad in a way when you're just killing these things.
It's a big rock thing. Fuck it.
It's just hanging out by themselves.
It's
just show up.
It's possessed.
You stab it in the head.
It's possessed with darkness.
You are the bad guy. Let's not kid ourselves. Those guys aren't doing anything.
There's a twist at the end of the game, too. It's,
see, I never beat it.
It's a pretty cool twist at the end, but,
you never finished this game?
No, I never beat it.
Ryan never finishes anything.
You really don't.
Most of the games I play.
Yeah.
Newer games. Older stuff, I said that before. Older stuff I finish, but not a lot of newer games I don't really finish.
Can't be bothered.
Wait, newer games you don't really finish?
No, not necessarily, no.
Just borrow them forever.
Mm-hmm.
Never give them back.
Rory's Ghostbusters. That's what Rory's alluding to. I still have his Ghostbusters.
This is a three-year project.
Going on 3 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So anyway, I mean, I do recommend it. It might not be the game people remember it as. Yeah. But again, if like you said, well, that's how it is. You know, you tell me you fall down, you got to do it all over again. Mm-hmm. You say, well, that's how it is. Okay. If you could put up with that, that's good. I barely finished it.
No, it's frustrating.
Especially
it
on the final boss, having to fucking climb the fuck back up again over and over and over and have some bullshit reason to fall down.
But you finished.
I finished it anyway. It's tedious, but I finished it. I'm glad I did.
Yeah. Enjoyable?
It was.
Right. Me, I wasn't playing any game specifically, though. I went on to the Pi, and I was playing Master System games. Because I didn't grow up with a Master System. I only knew
I've
one kid that had one.
No. Yeah. I've seen one.
And I'm amazed on how many titles, newer titles, that system received as games were coming out on 16-bit on Sega Genesis. Mm-hmm. They were still putting out games for the Master System that they weren't. They were putting out ports. I don't know if they were ports or they don't, you know.
They're ports.
They're ports, pretty much. But they're really half-assed ports. But it is strange because the NES, they just abandoned that. Or they made games for it, like Kirby.
A lot of the games are actually European or they're Brazilian.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the Streets of Rage 2, for example.
Right, like that's on
there's
there.
A
Sonic
port,
2's on there. Or
there's
Sonic.
A port of Echo, at least Echo 1. I don't know about Echo 2.
I think all of them.
I mean, they're really stripped down and they're kind of crap.
Really basic.
But if you're from one of those regions, you might not have got that game at that time. So it might have been years. We don't realize this. Like, for example, like Europe, they get weird. They have weird release tables if they even get stuff. Like, they never got Earthbound officially, like a hard copy. You can get it digitally now, but they never got Earthbound. It was never released in Europe because Nintendo hates you.
Hmm. It is crazy. You go on Master System and you see pretty much every Genesis game is on the Master System.
Sonic.
But it's totally stripped.
Did you ever play
Sonic? Mortal Kombat's on there.
So the Master System is more powerful than the NES then.
Correct.
If it was able to
the
port some of these games.
Are more powerful than the NES.
Double Dragon.
So it was like halfway between the Genesis and the NES then?
I wouldn't say. I think it has just a beefier and a higher color palette. But it's still an 8-bit.
Okay.
It is an 8-bit. Again, I've never seen it. It wasn't popular in America.
Right.
It's an 8-bit. It's the version of the NES, but Sega.
But I would say like games like I would say Double Dragon, okay, for instance, on the Master System, it's closer to the arcade.
It's more arcade focused. Sega's
however,
like that.
It doesn't have the same charm as the NES.
Mm.
I don't think
that's nostalgia.
Yeah,
I was going to say because you grew up with
lacks.
You grew up with
it's probably
the NES.
It's probably that just because I didn't grow up with it, you know. But it has its good games. But yeah, I was just blown away by how many ports from 16-bit were put on the Master System.
It has a really good Zelda clone called Golden Axe Warrior.
Okay.
And it's Zelda, except you're the guy from Golden Axe. And it's the first Zelda, Zelda 1, the overhead one. And it's exactly that game, except it's Sega.
You mean
and
every bush is in the same exact place?
Or? Well, no, they didn't do that.
Oh, okay. Like, I didn't
it's
know how
same,
they
it's an overhead adventure exploration style game.
Right.
It's not really well known, again, but it's Zelda. If you enjoy the first Zelda, play Golden Axe Warrior on the Master System.
Hmm. Yeah, most of these games I didn't really play. Like, I just wanted to see what they look like on 8-bit when you're used to a 16-bit, like Streets of Rage and stuff like that. And
there's no grab moves.
They're unplayable.
Oh, they're unplayable.
Yeah, so they're unplayable.
You can't go back.
Yeah.
But if you lived in Brazil, that might have been the only version you ever saw.
And here's the thing.
I mean, like the Sonic is rough.
Yeah. I mean, but you were already seeing, let's say somebody had a Master System. So they were already seeing commercials and stuff for the new games. You know what I'm saying? But they had to buy a way lesser version on Master System. Do you know what I'm saying? So did they sell these games? Did they sell the games?
Right. If they didn't release the game, why would they do a commercial for the game that's not in that region? Doesn't make sense. Why would you advertise a product that could never be sold there?
Well, they probably still sold Sega Genesis. Like, how do you know they didn't have Sega
Genesis?
But
they probably didn't do the commercials. Just don't happen. They have to be made by people and then paid for online purchasing or like commercials on TV. Like they wouldn't market a product that they knew wouldn't be in that region.
This is shit.
Thank you.
It's got a siren going on.
Cut that bitch off.
All I'm saying is, when they came out with the games that were ports from 16-bit, were they wasting their money? Nintendo didn't do that. So what was Sega thinking by doing this?
Those are released in regions that didn't get those games.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they weren't a waste. It's my understanding that the Master System actually existed in Brazil up until like a ridiculous time, like 1998 or something like that.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were still releasing crap for it.
Mm. Interesting.
Mm. Very.
Think about it.
Want to get to the soundtracks?
Moving on.
I would fucking love to get in the soundtracks.
All right. Do we have music going in the
music for the music?
We have no music.
You know how many fucking things I had to download this weekend? I don't have any fucking music for the goddamn soundtrack.
No. All right. So anyway, what we're going to talk about is some of our favorite soundtracks from 18.
It's not a top 10. It's just things that we really enjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just an open discussion.
Yeah. Yeah. So who wants to go first?
Hit it, Brendan.
Who wants to go first? Well, I got, let's
have Mike go first. You know, since he didn't have an Odyssey.
All right, fine. Go. So I'll.
All right, fine. All right, fine, asshole.
Let's see. I'll start with this. This one. Better opening theme. I mean, like, seriously,
pretty good.
That's really nice.
The beginning of that. I'll see if I can keep playing.
Is that Marble Madness?
No, that's Mega Man 3.
Mega Man 3.
Okay.
It's Bubble Bobble the Revenge.
The fucking, like, the way they make the... That's obviously supposed to be, like, dueling guitars at the very beginning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they have, like, even, like, the guitar bends and everything like that.
Yeah.
It sounds fucking amazing. So I've...
It sounds like a Western.
I really love... The Mega Man, you know, the Mega Man games have some of the greatest music.
Yes, they do.
Ever.
Absolutely.
Even the games, like, Eric can't stand the first Mega Man.
But it still has good music.
The music
it's
is
the
there.
Only thing I like about it.
So, the awesome thing about, it's like, this music in any Mega Man game, it's like super driving. Mm-hmm. Like, the rhythms that they put in, it's like this, like, almost like this train, like, shook, 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 shook. Like, every song kind of has that. And they stick so well to, like, the hooks. Like the melodic hooks in the titles just like grab you immediately and you're just like completely sucked in.
Yeah.
But anyway, I fucking love that intro. I love the Mega Man 2 stuff, but we've all heard it hundreds and, you know, so I figured I want to do Mega Man 3 because I actually think it's, I kind of think it's better.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
I like all, especially the first three games, all the music. You could have picked any of them. You could have picked all three of them, you know.
The cool thing about the intro, the very beginning of that tune there, it's like, you know, in Mega Man 2, it's just a do, do. Yeah, it's kind of like lulls melancholy. You to sleep.
Yeah.
This one, it doesn't really lull you to sleep. Like you're hooked and then it like picks up. It's such a good fucking intro, to a fucking game.
Yeah.
The Agreed. Other one that I have that I really fucking love, that I really think is overrated, underrated.
Okay.
Yes. A nice driving tune.
Mm-hmm.
And this level is beautiful. So this is Sparkman's level.
Yeah, how does your knee not bounce when you hear this? There's just no way.
And the cool thing about this level too is like the it like flat like the borders of the level are of or like the platforms like they flash. Mm. Looks like a spark is constantly going through like the ends or like the outlines of the level.
Yeah.
And it fits perfectly to this. Not only that, but there's this part here. Hold on a second. Right here. That rise in notes. The reason I love that is in this level, there's a part where you have to jump on these platforms and they fly up. And it just like, it almost, it's, I know it's coincidence, but when you hit the platform, it just seems like that
time
section.
It
just, it works so well. Let's see. I got this tune. Everyone is super. This is Magnet Man's theme. Again, incredibly melodic, really catching. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
You could like slow this down, make it a lullaby. It's so fucking good.
It's good.
Again, this is not. This isn't one that you hear a lot either.
No.
And then the last one I got is from Dr. Wily's Castle. I think it's in the third. I think it's like the third part in his castle. So this one to me just sounds like fucking business.
For like business.
It's just like you're fucking like you're fucking around with Hard Man and Snake Man. Mm-hmm. Okay, now.
Now it's serious.
Now it's fucking serious.
Now it's
hot. Listen, just, it's like unflinchingly serious, this fucking this like piece of music.
This is how we pay the bills.
this is how we lift rocks, motherfucker.
Before we so the let's see, the composer of this. Oh boy.
Here we go.
Butcher time.
Put your calendars.
Yasuaki Fujita.
There you go.
And Harumi Fujita.
All right.
I don't think these guys, or I think it's a husband and wife team. Let's see.
That's
they
hot.
They did a little bit of Metal Slug.
Oh.
Mega Man 10, Little Mermaid, Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Rabbit, you rascally Rabbit. Rascally Rabbit.
Eddie Valiant, please.
Which Rabbit? Anyway, so yeah, that's my first. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think of Mega Man 3?
It's fucking awesome soundtrack.
Fantastic. Good game.
Eric's
fantastic
right.
Soundtrack.
It doesn't matter, especially the first three. It doesn't matter which one you pick. They have great music. Yeah. Two is kind of overplayed, but it's still fucking great. It's overplayed for a reason.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it is. Yeah, but
it's
great.
Amazing.
Yeah.
It's like Nevermind. Like, I can't listen to Nevermind, but Nevermind's fucking great.
I listened to it last weekend. Yeah.
Nirvana?
It's been a long time since I listened to it. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's very overplayed, but it's great.
I know. And it's a shame, too, because, like, Smells Like Teen Spirit's a great song.
Right.
Yeah. But.
Tired of hearing it.
Oh my God. We get it.
Yeah.
So that's my first entry, Mega Man 3. Who wants to go next?
Nice.
Rory, you want to go? I got your first one.
If you have it synced up, let's do this. God damn. I can not love this.
Hip hop.
How 90s is this?
It's so 90s. This is Toe Jam Era 1. This is the elevator transition scenes. This just makes me smile. You can't listen to this and not fucking
smile.
My
head's bobbling, yeah.
It's fucking like, nuts.
You just want to dance.
It's so 90s. It really is.
With the graphics in the background.
With the crazy,
I'm
like...
I'm just, like, ready for Slick Rick to come in.
Yeah, but, yeah, I'll play. The fucking record scratch and all that.
God. Just puts a smile on your face. Toe Jam Earl's like that. It's just a colorful, fun experience. But like this music especially, I hear this music. I stand by that. I said this on the Toe Jam and Earl show. Mm. If you pulled up in a car and that song was playing, you did not have to turn it down. Even if there were like a bunch of pretty girls at the red light, you did not have to turn that shit down.
Save some pussy for the rest of us, will you?
All right. Take it easy.
Wow.
All right.
Yeah, I'm sure they love it. Yeah.
Okay. My point is, my point is, it's not like the Mega Man song. Like, it's a different character.
Right.
That could have been a Slick Rick song. That could have been a...
Right.
And anyone from that era, you know, rap kind of song.
Sure.
And I don't even enjoy rap music.
Run DMC.
Run DMC is a great example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Now this
is the jam.
Funky fresh.
You can definitely pull up on some ladies on this song. Get the hell out of here.
Mm-hmm.
This is like a Coolio song.
Can you see, like... a car on like hydraulics just like coming up. Or like a low rider.
And I could see the girls rolling their eyes and going, ooh, kid. Yeah, it's like, all right. Away.
All right, you are one pathetic loser.
You're ruining my song. Turn it up.
It's perfect for the game, too.
It's like a Chili Pepper song.
Yeah.
Yeah. An early Chili Pepper song.
But the music. The music fit perfect with just the movements in the game.
Oh, absolutely, because it's such a slow game. But
exactly.
This music, and again, the song shuffle between the levels. It's not like level 3 always has the song.
Right, right.
This just fits it. When you're Earl and you're like fat walking, like, and like, you walk in sync to like the bass, it's fucking great.
It's, yeah, it's awesome.
Just, again, it just puts a smile on my face. I hear this song, I can't not be happy. No matter what happens in the world, I can't not be happy and hear this song.
Yeah, you can't go wrong with Toe Jam and Earl.
Here's another overhead level one.
This is my favorite one from this.
Again, it's a fun song. It reminds me of just being a kid and not having anything to worry about. Like, no actual problems. Like, just waiting till the next meal. Like, it doesn't matter.
Waiting till the next meal.
You got nothing bad. You got nothing going on. Nothing matters. This is just, it's a fun level, and it's a fun song. It's energy. Mm-hmm. It's not too much energy.
This game's phenomenal.
I like this.
As long as you don't expect too much from this game.
Yeah.
Because it's slow.
It's an Easter egg hunt.
Right. It is. And that's all you're doing is walking around.
It's also one of the first games to have random. Like, again, it's kind of like a rogue game in a way because the levels are random.
Yeah.
You can do a random world where you will have 25 worlds and some will have ship pieces in different spots. The enemies will in different spots.
Yeah.
It's actually very replayable.
Yeah. It's a fun game to chill out to.
It is. Well, here you go.
Nice. This is the theme.
This
right
is
here.
Simply, yeah. This is in the beginning when the spaceship, they're like, ah, shoo!
I never thought of Chili Peppers, but you're absolutely right.
This is Chili Peppers.
It does. It sounds like Chili Peppers.
This is like early Parliament Funkadelic. Like, it's beautiful. I mean, look at this. Listen to this. Again, I'm going to say, you brought up some ladies with this on. They're going to be like, what are you listening to? Uh-huh. I'd be like, I lost my phone number. Can I have yours?
No.
Firing
shit.
Up some candles. All right.
Wow.
But
you can use that one.
I will.
That's free.
Believe me, I will. Yeah.
You never use that one? I've used that one.
Oh, no, I've never used
that.
That's by...
I get laid and you don't. That's
by John Baker, by the way.
Use Facebook now. Who is that, Mike?
That's John Baker.
John Baker.
John Baker.
John...
There's something wrong with my mind.
Didn't the Terminator go after John Baker?
John Connor.
John Connor.
John Connor.
Terminator went after John Connor.
He went after John Connor, but he went after John Baker first.
Who's John Baker?
Well, he's...
Which is why...
He's been terminated.
Oh.
You don't see much about John Baker, unfortunately.
That's right.
He did Toe Jam and Earl
and
said,
then he got terminated.
Then he was terminated.
Who wants to go next?
I'll go.
My CPU is a nerd.
Let's see. All right.
Yeah. It's iconic.
I mean,
it's improved from the first game. I mean, it's not much different than the first game, but I mean, it just, it screams
glorious 16-bit.
Epic. Even if you'd never heard of Zelda before, and it was the first Zelda game you played, and you got thrown into that, this is just like, wow, I'm about to be in for a big fucking adventure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It definitely has an adventure, like, baked into the sound.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you there are people that know this song as Zelda without actually ever seeing Zelda or playing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They just know this melody.
Right, yeah. You know who it is, whether you've ever listened to, whether you've ever played a video game in your life. Oh, it's like, oh, that's Zelda.
It's not even that long, right?
No, not really.
No, not really.
I mean, how many, what is it, bars? I mean, how many is this? Like,
I think it's already looped. So
it probably has, yeah.
This is like, definitely like the second time.
I could have picked a hunt. Every song from this game is awesome. But I felt like, you know, you got to go with this one. This is one of the better ones.
Definitely. Oh, yeah.
Best video game songs of all time.
Absolutely. By the way, do you have the composer here?
I do not have the composer.
This guy, Koji Kondo.
Koji Kondo.
Okay, he's like the John Williams of video game.
He was Rambo.
Super Mario Brothers.
Wow.
He did basically like all the Mario games.
Oh, okay.
So he came up with that.
Well, that's
he came up
impressive.
With da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
I mean...
He's the founding father of video game music.
He came up with that.
Guy, he composed it,
pretty much the founding father of video game music.
Yeah.
Creepy.
What a fucking loser.
So this is for the first three dungeons of this song?
Right.
Right. And it's just intense, man. It gets intense.
It's atmospheric.
And like Ryan was saying earlier, it's
all right. Just so the listeners know, we've done this.
We've done this
2 minute segment,
right? Because Mike's
for this. Just this song, Mike
right.
fucked up. So.
Right.
We're doing this again. That's why
we
sound
a
little.
We're doing it again. Yeah.
So you were just saying it's like it's very atmospheric.
It
it's
is.
Very
it is.
Uneasy.
So right, and you just have memories of like having your ass getting kicked, and at the simultaneously the low health is going while the music is playing and you're in a panic mode and you're trying to like drink a potion before this dude finishes you. It's just, it's intense.
The sound effects they add into it is what makes it more tense. You know, the thunder and the rocks cracking and falling.
Yeah.
Don't they play this in the Dark Woods?
Nah, the Dark Woods is a similar song.
Similar song.
But it does sound like this. Now play the Dark Dungeon one. That there's seven of them. Now I wish this song had played in seven of them. And the other one played in this one.
This song.
This song. This is
when you're fighting.
This is, yeah.
It's grating. You're like,
is this when you're fighting the worm?
Well that's the boss fight.
Now, you'll hear that song next when you're fighting the worm. We have that on there. But no, this is, this is the seven Dark World dungeon themed song.
It's to make you anxious the whole time.
And it does.
See, a lot of the time in Zelda, you don't know where the fuck you're supposed to, especially the first time. You don't know where you're going. So you don't know where you're going. You're walking in loops. There's some cryptic shit about blowing up doors or falling through holes to get to inaccessible floors and stuff like that. The whole time you're being chased by stuff, you might be low on health.
Yeah.
Like, what was
that? And you're just like, what the fuck is this? Like, it's getting you agitated. And that's the point of that.
It's
meant
to
make you uneasy.
That's called non-functional harmony.
Non-functional harmony. Thank you, Mike. And it works like a charm because Rory's right. It does. It makes you nervous. Like, oh my God, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? I was just in that room. I don't want to go back in there because everything fucking respawned. It's going
to
fucking kill me.
And then you're like, well, I have to go back in there. I've been everywhere else. There's some trick somewhere.
Yeah, and you're lost. You're confused. You feel helpless.
You're aroused.
This song's playing like in your fucking head the whole time. What do I do?
Is Zelda worth it?
Zelda is so worth it. Zelda's the best game.
I mean, like, the princess herself. Is
it
worth it?
The princess herself? No, there ain't no pussy worth that shit.
I don't think.
That's a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of shit to go through.
I mean, that worm thing is a pain in the ass. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'll take you downtown for $100. You get something just as nice as Zelda. You know?
It took me to beat the worm. 2 hours.
That's all. 2 hours? Here it is.
This is it.
This is the boss music. Oh,
this is just like the epitome of throwing your fucking controller.
Yeah, you're just this
son of a
in complete disarray while the song plays and fucking, oh my God,
like
run,
you were talking
run,
about
run.
Shadow of the Colossus falling, falling.
Oh my God.
If this music was playing while I was falling, I'd freaking lose it.
I couldn't imagine another song, though, for the boss fights. It has to be this, like, this fast-paced march scramble.
Super intense.
Shit is on, you know? You know shit is on. So, yeah, those are a couple of my favorites. And then the... so much joy and curiosity and hope in one little 2 second soundbite. Yeah. And every time you hear it, it's like, what have I discovered? What is it? It's just like, you know.
It's a great, like, rewarding sound.
It really is.
It really is like a 2 second, like, orgasm. You're just
is.
All right.
Absolutely.
Can we loop that, Mike?
Yeah.
What, the 2 second orgasm?
Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh. Multiple orgasms.
Actually, you can do this. Hold on a second. Oh, bullshit.
So, you suck, Mike.
So
thanks.
Such fucking auto-repeat, Rory. It's not auto-repeating.
Lenovo.
I will smash your face into jelly.
Blame the Lenovo. But anyway, yeah, those are like my favorite tunes from that game. Every song is awesome on it.
Yeah.
I was going through the soundtrack and I'm like, all right, which songs am I going to pick? And
That's one of the hardest things about this whole thing was picking just like three or four tunes. I have, so... Ryan, you want to go next?
Yeah, I'll go next. What are we?
Do you have a specific one you want to start with?
No, just pick one. All right, so this is Battletoads Double Dragon from Super Nintendo. Absolute phenomenal.
It's very fitting
that
Ryan would pick Battletoads
at
some point.
This is a great song. This is like a Van Halen song.
It's rock and roll, man.
This is like 80s Van Halen.
Hair metal.
I can't go wrong.
If I was a wrestler, I would come out.
This would be your song. Coming out of the bathtub with your quilt on.
Rockin' right.
Be the shower master. That sounds weird.
This is David Wise. David Wise wrote this. He'll be showing up again in our discussion.
Yeah, so there's three tracks here. I love this track.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it is.
These tracks, they just sound, it has a very deep sound to it.
This, it's great. Well, I mean, this has got like a tribal thing going to it. Yeah, this could be a CNC Music Factory song.
It could.
Absolutely. We can't beat this. This is the third level, I believe, right?
This music is so good, and yet you're just toads walking around. Or you're, you know, Billy and Jimmy.
Or you're Bimmy and Jimmy.
Bimmy and Jimmy.
Bimmy and Jimmy.
The music's so good for what you're looking at, because it's kind of ridiculous. And then we have another track here coming up next. You know what?
Well, you put it all on one file.
Yeah, it's all in one file.
We're going to have to wait.
It's an amazing,
keep
one
talking
of the best
about
tracks. It's not a bad game. I mean, it's a very solid game. It's not like the first Battletoads. It gets a bad rap because it's Battletoads tagged to it.
What a putz.
This game is very nostalgic for me.
It's a really hard game.
I thought there was another song on there.
It is. It's just not worth it.
What do you mean it's not worth it?
It's just the Battletoads. Here we go.
Ryan gets so mad when you
have this conversation a thousand times.
Wait, hold on.
Battletoads is not worth the frustration. No, the game's too hard.
What, you don't
want to
play
this game? This is Battletoads Double Dragon. This isn't the first one.
Oh, I thought it was the original.
No. Oh, I thought you said you don't want to play this game because it's Battletoads.
It's still a tough game.
No.
It's very hard.
Yeah, but it's not broken like the original Battletoads.
No.
You see, he think it all salty.
The latter
is so salty.
What do you mean it's not worth it? It's got great music.
Well, kick your ass.
It looks good. It's got good controls.
Gotcha.
And plus, you can be a double dragon if you want. If you don't want to be a toad.
If you don't want to be a toad, right? I'd prefer to be a toad.
It's actually the first game.
Would you
want
to be a toad?
I would love to be a toad.
All right.
It's the first game in the Battletoads franchise that actually you could be all three Battletoads.
Yes, that's right.
Because one was captured.
Yeah.
No, I was waiting so long for that.
Right.
I know.
What a nice pairing. They do that in the other games? Did they ever...
It is interesting that they have a hybrid like Marvel Capcom. Like, I'm not aware of any other games that are like, hey, let's put Bayou Billy and Lolo together. Like,
right,
you know what I mean?
Right.
There are no, like, team-up games, to the best of my knowledge.
Mm.
Like, how...
If there are, I'm not aware of them.
I mean, if you took, like Bomberman, right? Super Bomberman. And I'm going to throw in the Toads as an example. If you put the Toads in Bomberman, that would make the game a little bit better.
I would.
Be weird.
Yeah.
There aren't too many.
Well, you put
There's
the toads
not a whole
in,
lot you can't put toads
I
in to make it
you
better.
Put the toads in any game,
there
it's going to be kind of
it would be better.
It's going to be a little goofy too.
So if you want a better game, add toads.
There you go.
That's our tip.
That's the tip for the day, developers. Devs, as Roy would call them.
I believe one of the Battletoads is in Killer Instinct for the Xbox One. He is.
Is he?
Because Rare.
It's just funny.
It's Rare.
In the fighting game, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
He's one of the I think it's Rash.
Okay.
I don't like Killer Instinct, so I don't play.
Yeah. Well,
toads are, my parents have toads at their house. It's like a thing. Mm-hmm. There's toads that live.
Okay.
It's like a thing. Do it's they like feed them and name them?
But no, they don't live in a house. They're not pets. They live in a garden.
Would hope not.
They live in a garden.
Oh, okay.
My dad was showing me pictures of slugs. I'm not even kidding. These slugs, they're as tall as a
like
beer
snakes.
Can. No, they're like the size of the beer
Biggest
can.
Baby snakes.
They crawl up the wall. My dad had pictures of them.
Ugh.
Yeah, they're nasty.
Ridiculous.
Oh. Gross.
Yeah, they have, look like a cheetah, kind of.
Shall we move on?
Yep, let's move on. Mike's gonna
jizz.
Another driving tune.
I was
I
was originally gonna pick all three Castlevania titles, and so I went. I was like looking at the different songs. I was looking at this Castlevania 3. I'm going through them all, and I'm like, oh my god, this fucking soundtrack is ridiculous. Like every song is fucking awesome. It was so hard to pick a couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here, this one. Sorry, this is the Clock Tower theme.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, I love this. One of the reasons I love this soundtrack is it's like it's a melding between like two styles of music that really have almost nothing to do with each other. Like it's like old Baroque classical
and fucking
metal, like put together, and it's incredible. And this is a great this specific tune. It almost like it could easily be a harpsichord. And actually, if you listen, hold on a second. And I'm going to play like an old Bach invention for... Ready? Hold on. Like it just goes... The melodies just go back and forth. Stop. And then come back in again. Another one that's kind of like that is this tune.
where that little technique right there, it's like an old Baroque technique that they would do.
Off Bach.
Absolutely.
They ripped them straight off.
So Bach is a vampire.
Listen to that. Yeah. Which also sounds like...
Bach's a vampire.
The lines are blurred right now. I'm not sure which the game and which Bach.
Right? I thought I had it on here. But it also sounds like...
He's Alucard.
Fuck. That Bloody Tears song from Castlevania 2.
Mm. I am Alucard, otherwise known as Bach.
Dracula spelled backwards is Alucard.
Also has
Bach
the typical...
Cop.
So this is also from the first game, but it's also in this one. Yeah. It's called Deja Vu.
Even though this is a prequel...
This is a prequel. Yeah, I know.
Should be
right?
called Deja Vu.
Yeah.
And then, so this is my favorite tune. This is like a song where it's like, I'm not fucking around.
No.
Like, the game is not fucking around. The game's already hard. Well, when this is like the second to the last level. This level's ridiculous. Like, there's fucking Fleeman everywhere.
You're going
up, like, stairs, and the bone pillars are got, like, the fire with the gargoyles. There's a fucking waterfall in the background, and you're trying not to get killed. It's fucking nuts!
I feel like you have to move faster than you really do.
Yeah.
Right, because you move so slow, too.
Right.
But the shit that's going on around you is crazy, and this just, like, works so fucking well. The other thing that I also wanted to play from this was...
It's not meant to be scary. It's meant to be, have, like, an atmosphere of, like, horror or, like, gothic. But it's not, like... The Legend of Zelda song you played is meant to get you on your toes. Like, it's meant to, like, make you not scared, but, like, anxious. This doesn't make you anxious.
No,
this
not at all.
This actually makes you, like, in, like, a theme of Victorian.
Right.
But also, like, pump, because it's got that metal, like, double bass thing.
But you know, that was a really smart move on the... I don't have the fucking guy's name up here, unfortunately, but...
Bach.
Because
it was Bach. Bach the Vampire.
Because I think Castlevania takes place in the 15th, this game takes place in like the 15th century or something like that.
Eric just powered into a freaking
ouch.
You all right?
I hit my funny bone on Ryan's shelf.
Not a cover.
Fucking funny.
That's
my knickknacks.
My balls.
Anyway,
it'd been funny if the motorcycle helmet fell off the shelf and went right on his head.
Okay. Knocked me the fuck
out. But wait,
out.
So does this takes place in like the 15th century, right?
Let's go with that.
So I think it does. I think it takes place in the 15th century. You can't put that music to this because that music was all like that. It was all like that church, like, chanting kind of music back then. Right. So they made a really good decision not to go like, let's not do that style. We'll move an era up and we'll put it like, it was smart. It was great. Mm-hmm. I also love this. This is the password. And wait, I love the little growl that happens.
Password screen?
Yeah.
When you confirm.
Wait, ready? Hold on.
That's Trans Fissures.
Nice.
I fucking love that.
That's Trans Fissures.
Who's next? Eric, you're next.
Want to just do my Castlevania while we're at it?
Sure. There we go. We'll piggyback off.
Don't boss him around. All right. Delete his files.
Okay. This is awesome.
Yeah, this is my favorite from this one.
I don't want to talk about it. I just want to hear it.
Oh, okay.
Epic.
It is, dude. It's
so
just
epic.
Like, holy shit, I'm about to kill a bunch of Draculas. A bunch of vampires.
I'm going to kill a bunch of Draculas.
I'm
going to
kill a bunch of... There's only one, but I'm going to kill a bunch of them.
It is CD quality music as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
It hits you right...
You can tell it's the PlayStation. It's almost like cheating.
It hits you right in the
vagina. I almost took it too far with the generation.
Well.
The PlayStation 1.
No.
It's retro, but at the same time, the sound chip is just...
But it's
unfair.
Just well done, though.
No,
it's not even the
and all these songs are so layered.
But you know, do they have to...
Composed.
I was gonna say, like, do these have to be programmed still? Because obviously they're not using real instruments. Like, were they able to record this stuff and then put it on?
I'm sure they just used a keyboard with all kinds of fucking different sounds on it.
I wonder.
Put it together.
They're wizards. They just do magic.
Because it's unbelievable the sounds they get
incredible.
On, like, those NES or Genesis games to make those sound like violins.
Right.
It's
and
unreal.
And this song has, like, this build-up, and then it turns heavy metal. What do they call that? Crescendo? Where it gets this part here. Like, listen to this shit. Was that a xylophone or something? Whatever the fuck that is. That's fucking awesome.
That's a Celeste.
Celeste, thank you. And then the Mama heavy Celeste metal in the pieces. Back. Burr, the electric guitars. Burr.
Again.
Go ahead. No, you can talk. I'm just saying.
Eric's like air drumming. Oop, change just, of key.
And then, but it finally repeats after all that.
I don't know what I was going to say.
Either way.
Like melding the two styles together.
Yeah, it's
like
gothic
that old,
and heavy metal. Yeah. What do you call it? Baroque?
Baroque. Yeah. Baroque from like 1680 to like 1750.
Right.
It's called Baroque.
Now, what's interesting about this soundtrack is they didn't just go with the Baroque and heavy metal. They put jazz and funk in, which is this play Wandering Ghost. This is my favorite song in any video game ever, and we might just take 3 minutes and listen to the whole fucking thing.
Okay.
Because it repeats only once before it changes twice.
Okay.
Swing beat? Mm. I'm sorry.
Yeah, something like that. Whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, swing.
So it's got like organ. What's that? Organ in there and fucking what instrument?
It's like a synthesizer mixed with a harpsichord.
Right. Okay. Whatever the fuck that is. It's funky.
Funk.
Now it's funky.
Yeah.
And then it turns into could it be Steely Dan? Here we go.
Could easily be Steely Dan.
Easily be Steely Dan.
And this
Dan.
Soundtrack would work in a lot of newer games also.
Sure.
It's 20 years old.
It could even be Santana.
It's funky. You get the electric guitar mixed with that organ, man. And it changes.
And it's got a creepy vibe
to it.
That's
cool.
Even still.
Right?
Oh, that's really
cool. You know?
Ooh.
Sounds like
it's so jazzy.
Like that's a non-functional harmony.
Thank you. Non-functional harmony. And then this one builds up too, and it changes by the end.
If we were like four cops and we worked Miami,
yeah,
we were like Miami Vice.
Busting
what
cocaine
we would listen
pushers.
To. Yeah, that's right.
All right,
this is what we listen to in the office.
Oh, put it up.
No, we have to hear the whole song. Whatever that is.
It's the same synthesizer and the
same thing.
Harpsichord.
Yeah. This part. The guitar getting more angry.
Yeah, it's got almost a Spanish feel
to
it.
That
it's like
too.
Santana.
Yeah, Santana, jazzy, it's Spanish.
Goes right into Fly Eagles Fly.
So much going on in that, man. It's good stuff. Good stuff.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's so much progression, so many changes.
It's funny because when you're playing this,
you don't think about it because it's intense. You're like into the game.
Like you hear the songs initially when the level first starts, but after a while, you kind of lose track of
the music.
I think
it's the catacombs level where this plays. Yeah. But anyway, that's it. Like
the amount
it could play the whole song. It's incredible.
Are appropriate, though, because the game is about exploration and going all around. I mean, the fact that it keeps changing all the time, even within the same track, that's so fitting to that style of game.
Right, like the Zelda, the main theme we were listening to, Overworld theme. I mean, that repeats every 10 seconds, but that's awesome. But this fucking thing, man, they put way more time. This is when Konami gave a shit. They put way more time into this music than they had to make it great, and I just appreciate that. It's probably the best soundtrack. And this is another game where you could pick, like,
but you've been
almost
on the sound.
Every song.
Song.
Oh, yeah, there's another song coming. That's just my
Michi Euro.
What's her name?
Man,
what's
I'm
name?
So bad at this.
Let me see.
You are.
Yamani.
That's good.
Can
enough.
You just sit there?
I'm gonna.
Just turn your head and face the fucking
face
corner.
Face the wall. Okay. You're in timeout. You're in timeout.
What is it?
What is that?
Oh, I thought you looked at it.
Oh, no, I couldn't see it from here. It's okay. We'll take your word for it. Michiru?
Yaman. Yamani.
Yamani.
Whatever.
Okay, anyway, she's badass.
Yeah.
This is my favorite song.
This is awesome, too, So many layers. It's like towards the beginning of the game.
And there's that instrument again that you're talking about.
Yeah, that...
That harpsichord.
Right.
It's a creepy-ass song.
And then the back is going... Well, in the... Well, it's got this Baroque shit in the front. It's awesome.
They really did. They took, like, what the third game did and just kind of
stepped
put it up a
another
little
level,
bit.
Yeah.
I can feel the harpies chasing me in the fucking Medusa head.
Fucking harpies.
Going down the gears in the clock tower.
Trying to stop them, yeah.
What a great game.
It's such a great
game. When you hear this music, it just reminds me of the fall. Because we did the show in the fall, so I spent a lot of time playing this game last fall. And hearing the music just reminds me of like cool air on a fall night, windows open, playing this,
So, anyway, it's another good one. I don't have a whole lot to say about it, but it's got
That's
the whole soundtrack's fucking awesome. I just picked three songs, and that Wandering Ghost, I actually did listen to in my car, and I'm not ashamed.
I listen to this stuff a lot in the car.
Not ashamed. Don't be ashamed. I gotta be honest with you. I'm not.
Did you roll the windows down, Eric, or you keep
them up? I did. I don't care.
You're rolled down.
Out.
Well, there you go.
I could have used the air, but I said, you know what?
That's right.
Everyone needs to hear.
You're probably not going to pick up women listening to that stuff.
No, I imagine I won't. That's probably
right.
Would crush the game.
Right.
They would crush a man.
You got to go toe jamming her for that.
That's right. Correct.
Our message. That's our underlining message.
I don't want to.
I hope you're surrounded by goth women all the time, Eric. Yeah. All right, just so they'll appreciate it.
Okay. They might.
Who's up next?
Rory's up next.
Yes.
Yep, here we go.
Go. I love this song.
It's so fucking trippy.
This is the first Echo the Dolphin.
Yeah.
Eric.
I'm not saying anything.
Well, be nice.
I'm being nice. Everybody was nice for my song.
You be nice.
Oh, are you giving me the fucking Swayze talk?
Yeah.
According to Eric, it's a rapey vibe.
It's a rapey. This song doesn't give you a rapey vibe.
No.
Like, anybody can come out of behind a dumpster in an alley and...
In the ocean.
Put it in your ass. in the ocean.
This game...
I'm worried.
This song, especially, just listen to this, how it just comes in. You're a fucking dolphin. This is what dolphins hear, right? And they close their eyes. All right? Just listen to, like, they have this, like, spacey, tripped out theme.
Yeah.
And then it transitions into, like, this plodding, like.
Yeah, and you're almost like, this game can't be this easy. Just being a dolphin.
But it has, like, a mystery to it. It's not just, like, it's not happy. It's like, what the fuck is going on? Right. And I mean that in like the best sense. Like, there's a mystery going on. The game is literally, there's no direction. There's no hand holding. You jump. They don't even tell you how to start the fucking game. You just jump in the air.
No.
The dolphin just goes, oh, hey, can you jump, asshole? And then it starts, you know, out of nowhere. You're given no direction. And this is like, what am I trying to do? And it has like an acid jazz kind of thing going to it.
It's not bad.
It's got some sort of jazz. Definitely.
Mixed in with like, again, like this. I don't know how else to describe it. It's just intriguing to me. Like,
okay.
I hear this and I want to continue. It's definitely mysterious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe a little erotic. You know,
definitely
a little erotic.
They are long songs. They're long tracks for 16
bits. They are.
Actually, this is the longest one out of Echo.
Is it really?
It's looped. Oh, no, you know what it hasn't
looped.
No, but this is the longest one by far. As it ends.
The song will never end.
So.
But it ends. All right, so this is the transition when you actually go back in time into the time machine.
Oh, okay.
They'll play this and your character will spit on the screen and like fall into a void. This is just unsettling. Like, this is what I imagine time travel sounds like. I'm serious.
Right?
I'm like totally like. Serious. Loop this one again. Like, it's fucking great. Like, this is just like, because
it's still going.
It's still going, yeah.
It is the epitome of like, how do I say this? Odds that are overwhelming. You're a fucking dolphin who's been told by a freaking giant circle to go back in time to the prehistoric time to find his parts to build him so he can send you to the future. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah, what other like, music would you use?
It gives you this imposing, like, you are nothing. Like, because again, the world is, you know, how old is the Earth? Like 5 billion years old?
I mean,
it gives you, and the asteroid is something like 75 million years old. It gives you, the dolphin.
4.5 billion.
Who, like, you're nothing. You're just a speck. You're nothing. You're time traveling. And, like, it gives, like, this forlorn hopelessness.
You know what it does have going for it? It's real minimalistic. Like, there's not much going on here. So, it kind of focuses you a little better.
Yep.
Like, hold on, I'll put it.
It's almost like a sonata.
Let's do another song. Even this one, there's not much.
No, you just.
There's not much happening.
You feel like you're floating.
But it's still, it gives you a
feeling. You have a bass track. You have that. You have a bass track. a drums, whatever that is, and you have this.
It's a starfish.
Right there.
He's playing a starfish.
I think it's, yeah.
Not much is happening.
This is amazing.
Is it?
This
amazing?
Is. Yes.
Oh, it's a good tune, but.
Oh my God, Dyer, please.
Amazing.
Well, it is amazing.
Well, see, it's like, it freaks our account. So it did its job.
Yeah, it makes me feel like I'm going to get
this rid. Is, I mean, at these levels, these are like the undercaves. You're looking for water. You're scrambling to uh-huh. look for fucking air, yeah. not water, for air.
Yeah.
And the whole time things are chasing you, you go from dark zones to light zones to the currents. The fucking crabs on the dollies are being shot out at you. Like, this is, it's beautiful the way that it does. Yeah. Because now you have a little like, by this stage, you have a little purpose. Can you redo it? Again, it's like a driving sound to keep you motivated.
Yeah.
And it's to keep you uneasy. But again, there's still that mystery going, like, where do I go? What do I do? What the fuck is going on? And it's meant to keep you
that tone,
moving.
That echo
you
tone.
Always have to move an echo.
When it fades out, that's almost what makes you kind of... That gives you anxiety, because it sounds like you're running out of air. It's almost the same. It's pretty close to the same note.
Any strange note that just kind of like, whoa, and then pops out.
There's
like,
always,
what the fuck was that?
There's always a trippy element to Echo. Echo is very... It's a very tripped out game.
And yeah.
Just listen to that. That's great.
It's
great.
All the
special
it's simple, but it does. It works.
It fits,
it's simple.
This wouldn't work.
I didn't say that it's minimalistic to its detriment. Yeah. I meant that as it's a good thing.
Right.
What? I'm serious.
No, you didn't mean it that way.
It's there to create.
Yes, I absolutely did.
It's there to create an ambiance. It's not there to be a great
son ambience. Of a bitch.
I know. You can't say anything, right?
No, you can't. Right. I get one more, don't I? All right, so here you go.
This song has a lot going on in it. There's like different layers.
This song's half. Fuck all you guys.
Good work, Mike. You almost saved it. All
right, we'll let this level, I believe, is like this might be the undercaves. I think
the vents.
So this is like again.
If I was stuck on an island, why not hear this?
This is one again. I believe there's a lot of hopping between the islands. Like over, you have to go over the top of the water to get to the next one. Again, it gives it a sense of exploration.
Mm-hmm.
It's upbeat because the level before it is actually
like
it's more of a slog. I love it.
What's that? Wait. Hold on.
Do that again.
Wait. Damn it!
Oh, you missed it.
What
were you gonna do?
There's a there's like this super high note that happens in the
yeah. It sounds like a fuck up.
Yeah.
It sounds like when you fuck up on a recorder. Remember, like in fourth grade.
Yeah.
Let me see. It's gonna come on later.
Yeah.
It's got a little time.
But it has
it's got a
different.
It's got an island. It's
game.
Got an island feel to it.
Right. It's a reprieve from the rest of the music. All right. Here comes that note, by the way.
That's great. It is like a fuck up on a recorder. That's true. Yeah. Like a third grade.
But it's almost you know something's looming bad on the horizon. With
but
song.
It's like a mix of because it's a hat because the vents refers to volcanoes. So like you're transitioning the oceans.
Right.
And like
it
is a happier like island kind of theme, but it's still kind of dark at the same time. But mm-hmm. it's a upper beat kind of like. More positive experience than the previous track.
There's always that impending doom thing going on. Yeah. You definitely hear that in all the songs.
But I love that time travel one. The second one.
Yeah.
That transition. I love that fucking music.
This is, I can do this. This is by Spencer Nilsson.
Oh,
he's from Ohio.
Yeah. Actually, let's see where he is from.
I don't know.
Let's click on Spencer here. Spencer.
Santiago.
They don't say.
Well.
But he was born on April 9th, 1961.
April 9th.
Awesome. How's that grab you?
I don't know. That's a birthday in my family. I think it's either my brother or my mom. I forget. I'm not good with birthdays, guys.
Good job, Ryan.
But I'm good with soundtracks.
You next?
Am I up or are you up, Mike?
You're up.
All right, let's do it.
It's like a 311 song.
Yeah. And it kicks in. It changes. This is right here. This is Comic Zone, by the way, for the Sega Genesis. It's very Stone Temple Pilot-y.
I agree with Rory. I hear 311.
Yeah, 311 on this song.
I could see some pilot, like Purple.
Yeah.
They had that garage band feel.
Yeah, but that drum beat is really, like, STP is real, like, the drum beats are always, like, really loose. That's a really tight, like, yeah.
Anyway, so this song, it's just the next track. Yeah. The 311.
I hear it.
Yeah.
I like the music on Comic Zone. I don't actually like Comic Zone itself. Right. I think the game is a little too sloggy. Guys take too many
hits.
It's
very difficult. But Howard Drawson, he composed the music. He actually does the...
Oh, thank you, Ryan.
Yeah, he actually does the... I love his part. This is a great song. You can crack it up, Mike. Crank a little bit more. There you go.
Oh, crank
yeah,
it
let's
up.
Get some volume on that.
This is
very pumpkin. 90s. Very 90s.
This is more Pilots.
This is more... Yeah, Pumpkins yeah. Or Pilots, yes.
So anyway, he actually did the Sega in the beginning of the. But they actually made a legit album. It was a band, a joke band called Roadkill, and they actually put out a real album of that music with real guys, real instruments,
singing and everything.
Yeah,
that's
cool. Yeah, it's pretty cool to hear because when you hear it with real instruments, you're like, fuck. You almost feel like you know the songs because they're so closely. Both those songs are straight out of the 90s. It captures the 90s so well.
90s alternative.
Yeah. A lot of Genesis twang.
Oh, yeah. A little twang.
Tons.
That's an example of they took the time to make the music fit the Genesis chipset. Like, because it sounds good.
Right.
It does.
It sounds good, unlike, say, like, you know, your typical slapdash port to the Genesis.
Exactly.
Like the Mortal Kombat
exactly.
That sound like freaking, like, you're strangling a hamster.
This is my last one.
Bubble again. There's only one song on Bubble Bobble.
You know what? I think that might have been the first time I fucked up.
That was a good fuck up, though. That was a funny fuck up because who the hell picks Bubble Bobble?
I just want to let it play for a little bit. So this is
really good tune.
This is Chrono Trigger.
Yeah, this is Dynamo.
It's funny because Rory was saying with
I didn't
Echo,
recognize it because I don't play Chrono Trigger.
Right.
Yeah.
Rory was saying with I might have to hold on because wait, it could like the violins pop in here. But it's funny because Rory was talking about how, like, that Echo the Dolphin thing, that reminded, like, what else would time travel feel like? That's how I feel about this thing.
Okay.
Like, when I hear it, I was like, yes, I'm just, like, zipping through fucking time or something like that.
Right.
This soundtrack is so fucking good. Like, this was the hardest one to pick
out
of anything.
That's good shit.
There's a lot of selection.
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
It is fucking massive. Mm. There were like three collections of, I think, 20 songs each. There's like 60 tracks, and they're all pretty fucking good. The writer of this, I'm going to fuck it up again, but it is Yasunori Matsuda. I think I did that pretty good.
Not bad.
That was pretty solid.
That was pretty good.
Bad. You didn't stutter through it. I don't know if that's the correct pronunciation, but at least you got it. Yeah. It was very fluid.
I can guarantee you it's not.
Shut the fuck up! So he actually did most of this music, and then apparently he got like sick in the middle of, not, well, I think he had like, I think he had like three quarters of it done, and then the guy who did like the Final Fantasy music came in and finished it up. Here's a couple other ones.
Now this is a rapey vibe.
Oh yeah, I already feel it.
Oh yeah.
This is where you have your ass on a
it's
wall.
It's where you wear two belts.
put your
a
ass,
what?
You wear two belts.
You put an ass on your wall.
This almost reminds me of, like, I don't listen to new age music.
Right. Like Yanni.
But that's what it reminds me of.
Mm-hmm.
But it fit, like, I think you're going through, like, maybe a forest around this section, and it fits so fucking well. This is another example of that fucking thing I was talking about. Non-functional harmony.
Non-functional harmony.
Going out of the key. And you get that, like, kind of weird feeling mm-hmm. about it. Mm-hmm. So you get this. I love this one. So you're in a cathedral door in here. And it sounds like it's, like, very churchy. And then there's this one. This is apparently most people's favorites. This is when you get Frog, when
so
you meet
Zelda,
Frog.
The Zelda theme a little.
Yeah, so he's like a, I guess he's like a medieval warrior turned into a frog.
He's a frog knight.
And it kind of, yeah, of course. He's a frog knight.
Not a
it kind of has that like medieval renaissance kind of sound to it, you know? It did really good between switching through the times and using the style of music of the time. Mm. I'm just going to let this one play.
Sound.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they programmed it really, really
well. Yeah, yeah.
Fucking sound. It's like so clear. The, like, you can. That's obviously a horn. That obviously, like, listen to the violence. Yeah.
Not bad for 16 bit.
Not at all.
Yeah, that first song you played, that was.
Yeah,
really,
that's all. Oh, the main theme is all. That's the main theme. That's amazing.
Wow.
And this one. This is when you travel to the future and, like, everything's just destroyed. And you're just, like, walking around and there's, like, these domes that people live in now. And there's not much that goes on in the music. But they have that, like, that's like a
wind.
The wind, yeah.
Oops.
But before I'm done with this.
All they have is the wind and oboes. That's all that's left.
This piece here that I'm going to play. Let me stop this. Let me stop this one here. So, this one. This isn't necessarily one of my favorite pieces, but here's why I wanted to bring this up. This is called The Trial.
Okay.
Yeah. All right, and you're in... This is...
Oh, it does
yes,
sound like
dude.
Floyd. Yeah.
Wait, because I caught it. Ready? Just let this play for a minute.
Okay, you're going to play it over?
Immediately, I recognize
it. Yeah. The just wall. Like it. That's the name of the song, too, isn't it?
The Trial.
It's an,
so it's
Pink
totally
song,
an homage
yeah,
to
absolutely.
Fucking Pink Floyd. And this is also the first part of the game where it's like a punch in the gut because you're doing all this shit at the beginning, and everything you did, you end up getting arrested, and during the trial, during the scene, they start bringing back, like, you didn't do this, and you didn't do that, and you're like, as a gamer, you're sitting there, you're like, wait a minute, wait, what did I just do?
Yeah.
What did I do? What's gonna happen now?
Yeah.
It's like the first time you're playing this game, and you're like, oh, this game's not fucking around.
No shit.
But,
they stole it, from Pink Floyd.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Let me see.
Oh, wow.
Good morning, the world.
It's like the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so that's my final. That was a really hard soundtrack to pick from. That's such a good fucking soundtrack. And but there is on Spotify, there is a. Oh, it's like an orchestral version that somebody put together. It's fucking awesome. It sounds like it's so crisp. It's so clean. It's amazing.
Well, it's an actual orchestra.
It's an actual orchestra. Like it was put together, transcribed for fucking orchestra. It sounds amazing.
I love that shit. When orchestras do video game music, I can sit there for hours and watch that stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Doing old like 18, 16.
They do Zelda.
I keep saying 18. 8-bit, 16-bit, you know? Yeah.
So fresh and so clean.
I like it when they do, when they just like put it to like piano or something like that.
Yeah,
and it's just that.
Yeah.
It's funny. All these games we've reviewed, the ones I pick for a review.
Yeah.
And it turns out that I guess a lot of the reason I liked them was the music, and I didn't even know it. I always say I don't really care about the music.
There's definitely
games.
Something about it because everything I picked, you back we to also it. I also yeah. asked to review. Yeah. So there's something ingrained. I don't know which you know chicken or egg, like
music's
which one started.
Got definitely has something to
Did
do with it.
The music make me like it, or do I like it and the music?
Right.
Sometimes the music also keeps you coming back. Like I always, we talk about right. Simon's Quest on here a lot. As a kid, I couldn't stand Simon's Quest. The music's really fucking good in that game, and you would just stick it in.
Right.
Let me just play this for a little bit, and you're like, this kind of sucks, but that song's amazing.
Yeah, it's gotta be a drop. I could get my ass kicked to that
That's
song
a drop.
All
That's
day.
A drop.
What did I say?
Just stick it in.
Stick it in.
Stick it in.
That's what she
nice.
Said.
Hey.
I'm marking that down.
What time are we at? This is the theme. Donkey Kong Country, the first one. Most people think the second one, but this is like a nice little happy 8-bit, and then gets funky. Got like a bongo thing going on.
It got funky.
Turn that shit up. Wow. There we go. All the songs, it's very drum heavy and has the whole thing's an island theme.
A lot of these tunes really rely heavily on like a super catchy melody.
Which
it's a bug.
Almost all of them.
Yeah, and then it switches into the spacey thing.
That in the background, you hear that thing is bouncing back and forth in the background?
And then this happens, it's like, whoa, didn't see this coming.
Just gotta slow it down, guys, slow it down.
It's spacey.
Slow it down, Rory.
Slow down a little.
This could have been the Battletoads Double Dragon. Oh. This could have made the cut.
Could have.
Oh, by the way, you know why? It's written by the same guy.
Oh, really?
Yes, David
Hans
Wise.
Hans Ferdinand. Oh. Oh. David Wise. Okay.
David Wise.
So, yeah, I think that's the when you first turn the fucker on. That's the opening theme to the, you know.
Move on.
Good theme. Moving on. Moving on. In the back. This is just a DKI. It's like three songs in one.
I fucking love this song.
Right?
See, actually, when we did the review on this, I cut and spliced. So I took two of my favorite parts of the song and matched them
and
together.
And put them together?
So it sounds... I cut out the...
The middle section?
Yeah, I cut out the middle
Because there's
section.
Three sections to it. Yeah, it's like really slows that. Down in the middle a little bit.
So I went right from the dun, dun, and then I went right into the dun, dun, dun.
Yeah.
See, these sounds are programmed.
Yeah.
This is incredible that they...
Yeah,
this is unbelievable.
Console,
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
How it just kind of fades. Echoes.
Very full
sound. Here we
go. Very full sound.
Oh, no, not yet.
Well, that's when
it's
I went...
Out. No,
yeah,
oh.
I cut, so you're used to hearing that from the show. Yeah.
Editing genius.
Uh-huh.
Eric, you like the swing, man.
Tickle on the finger. Tickle on the finger. For video games, I like the swing.
Tonight.
Well, he is Slippy Flipper.
That's right. This is what I dance to at the club.
Man.
They throw bananas at
my
man,
skibbies,
I found a song to pair to that.
To what's that?
Slippy Flipper.
Oh, yeah?
Well, we're going to play it on the show. I stumbled upon a song that cracks me the fuck up. Now, all I think is Eric on a pole, but I don't think of that one. But it's,
hey!
Can we get that as a drop, please?
All I think of Eric on a pole.
No, no, no. When I heard this song, I was like, that is Slippy Flipper
that
right
is
there.
Slippy Flipper.
I slip and I slide.
Slip and I slide.
I got to play the song.
Oh, here we go.
The water levels.
Oh, the water levels. Yeah, it's just like what?
This is still DK.
It's still
Island.
DK.
Yeah, do you want to go to the?
Yeah, go to that. Yeah. Here we go.
This is my favorite.
Yeah, this is like new wave, but not corny. Like and like, yeah, you could definitely smoke a joint. And listen
it's
to this.
So tripped out.
Like whale sounds
when you're riding the Marlin.
Uh huh.
That's not a euphemism.
That's not. No, we're not chasing the dragon.
Yeah.
Riding the Marlin.
Stick it in while you ride the Marlin, and Eric Gwendolyn pole.
Yeah, wait till the high tide comes in.
Predator fish.
Yeah.
I sound just like I'm in a Starbucks.
Oh, that's real. That's good.
It's nice, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. Gorgeousness and gorgeousity made for
gorgeous.
I couldn't even get through it. Oh, shit.
But it feels like swimming. Like
it
the music makes you feel like swimming, like tranquil.
It does.
It has like a blue, cool overtone to
it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's not dancey. It's not catchy. It's like serene.
Just watery.
It's very serene.
It's serene. Just
very serene.
I don't care for the water levels, but I do like this music.
Oh, yeah.
They were good at that, like in the Mario level. Like, even that, while it's not that great, but it still sounds like this watery, like, feel to it, you know?
Or
like,
the cave levels. It's lilting. You felt like you were underground. Mm-hmm. It had this echo effect, the music, you know? It has, like, an echoing. And it's surprising how long it keeps changing.
Yeah,
You know?
That's the amazing thing with, like, the 16-bit consoles was... These tunes are some of them are 3-4 minutes long, where the NES ones are 40 seconds, you know?
Yeah.
Or if it's Bubble Bobble, it's probably 10 seconds.
Ding, 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 ding. Listen to that. That's nice. If you're done, I'm done.
You got one more.
I know, but I mean, you can move on to the next song. Bonus room. Now you know you're riding some freaky animal, getting some bonus fucking bananas, and doesn't that feel good?
That's a drop. That's a drop.
Let's just cut this whole
section. That's like a commercial to like Eric's vacation resort.
Yeah, I'm riding some freaky animal.
I'm riding a freaky animal.
Riding a freaky animal.
Getting a bonus banana.
In a bonus room. Come down to Eric's Island.
Triplets.
Triplets?
Did you like that, Rory?
I didn't.
Makes me feel good.
Sounds like like Paul Simon, like the old, like, not Graceland, but maybe it is Graceland, where he started messing around with those types of instruments. Yeah.
Sounds like a car.
Call me out.
All right. Double Dragon 2, The Revenge for the NES.
Great soundtrack. Just the image of the title screen
zooming Roman numerals 2 zooming at you. Saying, fuck you. Listen to this.
Crank it up. There you go.
It's just motivating. You're just like, I'm gonna get revenge. I'm gonna get revenge. Let's get revenge, guys.
You feel like listen to this on a treadmill.
You gotta run. Run full speed. Makes me want to punch stuff.
Yeah. Makes me want to ride a large animal, you know?
Yeah. Some bonus bananas.
Wow.
Let's think about the treadmill.
Freaky animal, Rory.
Yeah.
Freaky animal.
That's right. Whatever. It should be large and freaky. You know, whatever.
Large and freaky.
I'm open to that.
Whatever you're into.
Whatever you're into.
Whatever floats your organ.
I like to roll over twice and still be on top. You know what I'm saying?
Hey.
Ba-da-bum.
You can transition. That's great. All right, so this is in between the cutscene or the cutscenes in between levels.
Yeah,
this is just like this is great. This is like psyching you up to be like, are you fucking ready? Like, because this is great, and it's not long. It's only like 10 seconds. No, not even. It's 5 seconds.
It's like a still shot of what you're about to do or something.
It's in between. It's a transition between levels, and it gives you like the story that's incoherent garbage.
Yeah, nobody cares,
but it doesn't matter. But like, this is just like, I can't fucking wait, and it's motivating, and it's just like you
figure out your punch.
You have to figure out left and right. Yeah,
this is when you have to figure this
way.
Out.
I gotta go this way. Right. You're like, oh yeah, it's this game. Pop.
I love that sound.
And I,
all right, so this is the first
I fucking
level.
Love this.
It's a great
guy comes into a cartwheel.
There's that echo, by the way.
The echo, like the cave.
It almost
echo?
Sounds like there's like an echo to the melody.
It sounds like the start of a game. You know what I mean? Like, if you were going to have the first level, this would be what they'd be playing.
Yeah, it feels like this begins the
adventure. It's motivating, but it's, like, interesting, but it has still, like, it's not, like, funky, but it has, like, that funky overtone to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, like, I mean, I can't think of a better first level or intro song.
It's a good tune.
It could easily be, like, a hair metal song.
There was an old thing. It reminds me of something on... do you remember, like, Mad TV?
Yes.
Remember Horatio Sanz?
Yeah, I do.
They would do, like, a Christmas thing, and he would just hold a keyboard, and he would just hit a track, and it went,
oh,
like,
no, that was SNL.
Was that SNL?
Yeah,
and it was something real similar. It was like, dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah,
and he would just bob back and forth.
And Tracy Morgan was with him.
That's
right.
Yeah, it was SNL,
All right, so this one is second level. My God, is this a great song. I hear this song in my head now as an adult, 30 years later.
Yeah, there you go.
We should all do the
But
was the real writer, and I think Phil Collins collaborated with him.
The level itself is a nighttime level on the rooftops, and it has like a nighttime kind of like feeling to it. Like the other one was like happy, you know, you're still killing people, but it's like it's happy.
Yeah.
This one is like seedier. It's dark. It's high in the buildings.
And the ninjas. And those women or whatever they are.
I think they're ninjas, but like the sprites look like women for some reason.
They and suck.
They're the worst enemies.
Yeah.
They're worse than the Abobos.
But this is the level where there's like a, you know, not secrets.
There's a helicopter.
You understand the timing. So you're like, you know, you go up the pipe and then you duck back down so you don't get shot.
Mm.
Or you wait for the guys to come
you're
down
the
pipe.
Climbing on the gutters and shit.
Yeah, this is where you're kind of going, all right, do this.
I mean, this could have easily been like on the Thriller album. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If this is Michael Jackson's song.
Yeah, it's Michael Jackson, yeah.
I mean, like, it's just a great song.
Yeah, it is a Michael Jackson
song.
It is.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful.
Makes me want to dance.
This is my favorite song on Double Dragon.
Woo! Yeah. Michael!
All right, so this is the fourth level, I think. Again, it's to like, keep you motivated. So like,
and it works.
You factor in like the slaps and the punching sounds, yeah, and like the elevator going down,
the spikes coming down.
Oh my god! Like this, I mean, this
very
is
very Mega Man. This song,
a different
it does sound like
guess,
a little.
It
Mega
could
Man
easily
thing
fit into a Mega Man level. Mm-hmm. But it's like fast paced. It's letting you know that like we're not fucking around anymore. Like
no.
This game from this point forward gets harder.
Yeah,
it's a lot harder.
Mm-hmm. Faster the music, the harder the harder the level. That's kind of how a lot of these games go.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, that Castlevania song that I was talking about.
Except for
like,
Echo.
It's speedy, man. Ryan?
It's pretty good.
You're the last one.
Here we go, Ryan. Yes.
Oh, there we are.
What do you think we were going to play last, assholes? I mean, come on.
This is Streets of Rage.
Listen to that.
That's fucking amazing.
End the podcast.
Now, I put three songs on this, and I fade in all three, so I'll just let it go.
I don't like dance music at all, but I fucking love this.
Yeah, I don't like techno like
stage
in any
number
capacity,
one.
But that's fucking awesome.
All right, this song is it's called The Dreamer. This is also Streets of Rage 2.
It's the park.
It makes you just want to beat people up.
It
makes you feel good.
You know what? It's like, it's typical, like, I'm walking, but I'm ready to kick ass. Like, I don't need to run.
Right.
Everything's, it's like, there's like a coolness to it, too.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm just going to walk, and I'm just going to fucking wreck shit up.
I definitely have the urge to walk to the right and punch people.
Yes.
This is under logic.
I want to do a flip with Blaze, kick people in the face.
So, Ryan, who wrote this?
Yuzo Koshiro. And if all this, like, every song you're going to hear on Streets of Rage 2, 1, listen to this.
That's a good little melody right there.
So good. Nobody's talking. It's fucking great.
Well, I'm going to want to. I want to hear it, you know?
It's so good.
All these songs are based off of... Yeah, all these songs are based off of top 40.
I would be interested to hear the songs that they were based off of.
All right, if you go on YouTube, there are profiles that have every one of these songs matched up with their counterpart.
Oh, I'd like to see that.
Yeah,
that's cool.
It's incredible.
Yeah, I bet.
Yuzo Koshiro maximized.
Uh-huh.
He totally worked the Genesis.
I would argue
the right
his
way.
Songs, his renditions of those songs, survive longer than the actual source material.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely incredible. I mean, it's one of the best soundtracks of all time. Now, the first game.
Jesus Christ.
Was that a sneeze?
I mean, we're
that?
Trying to make like a really good show,
clear,
and Eric's like
fucking clearing my throat over here.
I mean, can you believe this shit?
Excuse me.
Can you
while I clear
fucking
my
believe
throat.
This shit?
Sorry.
Goddamn son of a bitch.
The first game, I felt bad leaving out, you know, Streets of Rage 1 and 3.
Can you just play all those music, that music again while he's talking? I'm sorry. Go ahead. You left out.
I felt
all the
bad
other games.
Leaving 1 out because 1 is just as good.
It's a big part of what makes those games.
This
so
is a
great.
Genesis. It doesn't sound farty at all.
No,
it doesn't.
That's how skillful.
Right.
I think
it's almost CD quality.
Him and his sister. Like that's how skillful they are with like the
absolutely
hardware.
Fucking amazing.
It's beautiful.
Oh, it was a guy and his sister that did it?
I thought it was a guy and his sister.
I didn't know his sister.
His sister
was
programmed the game.
Oh, okay,
made the music. That's right. I'm wrong.
I have honorable mentions for like a game that isn't retro.
Okay.
I think the whole Fallout soundtrack's fucking amazing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Have you ever played Fallout? Roy,
it's
you played Fallout. What happened
sets
is.
Sets the mood.
Yeah, the bomb goes off in like the 50s, 60s era, or 50s, 40s era. So then they come out of the
they come out of the vaults that they built like 50 years or more than that. It was like, what, 150 years later or something?
I think it's like 100 years later.
So either
like
way, the only music that was made, they only recorded albums when they, you know, before the bomb went off. So that's all the music that's left.
Music
so
stopped in the 50s.
Yeah. You're running around murdering people in a wasteland that like all this like old music from the 40s and 50s. And it's pretty funny.
Do we have them?
It sounds stupid. No.
This is from New Vegas.
All of them. From all the Fallout. And all music, like this old big band music.
Again with the swing.
Swing, I know, I know. Yeah, you told me something about myself that I didn't know. So imagine you're running around murdering people. Yeah.
It is pretty funny.
Oh my god, that was such a different time.
I know, right?
Man,
good shit.
Yeah, for, we
good
had
shit,
we
actually
anyway, had
that's
a,
my favorite.
We had a lot of we had a decent amount of emails too with people with suggestions, but unfortunately, we had a lot of songs that we wanted to get to.
Sure,
so
yeah.
Hopefully, we can do this type of show soundtrack show again.
This is not the last one.
It was,
no, we'll
it's not
it
a top ten. It's
we're
just things that we
one.
Felt
yeah.
were
yeah,
amazing.
Things, yeah.
There's so many good. Soundtracks out there.
Absolutely.
A lot of games.
That about wraps it up, guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great show.
All right. Well, who won? Nah, I'm just kidding. Nobody wins.
Eric
nobody
wins.
Thank you. Thank you. I so rarely win.
You can
win.
Find us on Facebook, Emulate This, on Twitter, at Emulate This. Go to our website, emulatethis.net. Am I leaving anything else out, guys?
Nope.
Tune in next week. We're going to do Caveman Ninja.
Cool.
Right? And we're going to talk.
Ninja.
Game preservation, you know, different ways to keep these old school games relevant, you know,
or accessible.
Or accessible, yeah.
How to organize your placemats, all that.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see you next time.
Peace.
All right, be careful with the fireworks, by the way.
Now you know your wife riding some freaky animal, getting some bonus fucking bananas, and doesn't that feel good? Mm.